Last year, someone, we had a masiba. So someone, he didn't realize I wrote earlier whatever day, and he raised him the next night because he didn't realize that whatever. So Amaisa, it's Monday night, which is already halakhically Tuesday. Yom Zayin of Chanukah, Rosh Hashanah. Everyone's invited. I look forward to everyone being there. Yakir has sheets in the back. Anyone that does not have a sheet? Oh, they're in the back. Okay. Can you? Mahalom is Rishon Vaitilo. If you start from the back or the front, Yom Halakah, Yom Yotzim. It's Machlokas. There's a very beautiful quote that the things that matter most must never be at the mercy of the things that matter least. He sowed in the Shofar Chaim, of course, but it's also true in terms of prioritizing Limud HaTorah. And the Itra Tafted of this year is to learn the Gemaras that in Odeya for Basu Cholov, Tarubos, the Gemaras in Chulin, the 7th Perek, the 8th Perek, and the Vodazara. And in order to fulfill the beautiful zechus that Talmidim have had in Smicha for many years, to also become familiar with Halachos of Shchita, in the Kala we learn Halachos of Shchita, as opposed to usually in Shir, it's not really covered. So we have it in the Kala in the second part of the year. But it's important to remember that the Ikra Tafjid of this year is to learn Basuchalov and Taruvos in the Gemaras more than the Nyanav of Shchita. And many people are already davening up their on Kuf Ches already. It's important to remember, this is the Ikra Limud. We're not rushing this Limud in order to get to Hilchos Shchita and accomplish that in Hilchos Shchita. Please spend time on these Inyanim, because these are the most important Inyanim we're covering of the year. Daf Kuf Ches, it's hard to imagine a more important Daf central to your day in general than Daf Kuf Ches. We did Daf Kuf earlier. These are important Dafim. It's important not to rush through. Also, the Gemara on Kuf Dalet and Kuf Hei is very central. The difference between milk and meat, it's a very important yisod. Don't run through it. If you're ready, got through it, go back again. Because it's a very important limud to spend time on and sink your teeth into. In this Indian, on the Kuf Dalet and Beis of Kuf Hayim Adalus, Kuf Hayim Adbeis also, it says, is the makar in Shas for waiting between milk and meat? And there are four central quotes in the Gemara we're going to focus our attention on. Of course, the entire studio is important, but there are four important quotes. The first one, of course, is Tani Idra Chamud Rabbi Abba. It's important to be a shver, important to be a father-in-law. Idra Chamud Rabbi Abba told us, Of Udvina Necholen Bapikorin. Kuf Dalet on Beis. You can eat Of Udvina Bapikorin. Rashi points out, Of Udvina Necholen Derechefker. There's something, we're going to see what, something lacking from the normal table etiquette that you can be more makel on with ofudvina. Ofudvina and nechalim apikaren, they can be eaten more of their hefker. Statement number one. Statement number two is that the Gemara says of Kufayim and Aleph at the top, what seems to be machlokas at first between Beisham and Beisil is not really machlokas. There's a statement with both Beisham and Beisil agree to that kinuach and hadacha are necessary to separate between some situations of basar and some situations of chalav. And some situations of chalav. What does that mean? What is chiduach v'hadacha? Rashi explains, and it's important to remember, when Rashi says something, that doesn't mean that's everyone's opinion, that's Rashi's opinion. So Rashi explains the Kufayim and Aleph at the top, Metaneach means piv, chinuach means you wash out your mouth, and Mediach also means piv. And the standard approach, in fact, most Rishonim, this is what we pass in Shulchan Aruch, Papashus, Chinuach and Hadach are both referring to what you do with your mouth. You have to rinse out your mouth and brush your teeth, clean your mouth. But it's not so Pashut. We see that some Rishonim think that's not what Chinuach and Hadach mean. But this Gemara also needs analysis. The Gemara that talks about Chinuach de Hadach. The next Gemara, which seems to be one Gemara, yet might not be, is the Gemara later on in Kufayim and Aleph. The Gemara says, Grufa, Amar Rav Chista, this is parallel in Tosfos Yerachmei Lev Tudasa. Ocha Basar, Aser Lechol Dvina. Dvina Mutar Lechol Basar. Statement number one. If you eat Basar, you can't eat Dvina. If you eat Dvina, you're allowed to eat Basar following that. And then, what might be the same Gemara or might be a different Gemara, Amrei Rav Acha Bar Yosef Rav Chista, even though Rav Chista is involved, it's not so pashut Rav Chista is referring to his original statement. The conversation is Basar Shemene Shinayim Mahu. What's the din of Basar Ben Shinayim? Does it have the status of Basar or not? And Kariyale, so Rav Chista answered back, HaBasar Odena Ben Shinayim. Basar is still between their teeth. And you see from that pasuk that Basar is still between your teeth, that even between the teeth, it has the status of Basar. Parenthetically, it's a strange Gemara. What's that Gemara referring to? Basar Odena Ben Shinayim? Slav. Slav is Oaf. Oaf, we saw last week. Machokas Tanoim, Amorim, Rishonim. If Oaf is the right to the Rabbana, so it's strange. The pasuk brings a pasuk, the Torah brings a pasuk, the Rabbana brings a pasuk of Oaf to refer to Basar Odena Ben Shinayim. What's Pshat? Is that so Pashat that is Basar? So what's the Pashat answer? We discussed last week, yes, definitely, Oaf is Basar, Zal could be Basar. Meaning, as far as Basar, it's Basar. As far as Basar B'Chalav, that's a different thing. You have to try to figure out which Basar is between the Zen Basar B'Chalav. But as far as having the status of Anishinayim, that makes a lot of sense. A Basar, then Anishinayim. Okay, so, well, usually not. If you take, that's the question we'll talk about in a few minutes, that might be the default. If you have Basar between your teeth, you see it there, then that would be a problem. Your Rebbe is not going to deny the Matthias. He's just saying, what's the rule of thumb? But there is such a Matthias. It could happen.
How do we know that Rashi holds the Hadacha is Bepiv?
It's the Pashas on Rashi. If Rashi says Mitzvah Bepiv and doesn't change it, that's the Pashas in Rashi. And you're right. It's not so Pashut from Rashi being Masbir, but it's Pashut, it seems, from Rashi's Mestimas to very Rashi.
You think from his lack of...
That's what it sounds like. That's what it sounds like. And Shulchan Aruch, the Rishon presumed that way. That's how Rav Rishon presumed, but you're right, it's not so Karman Rashi. It's clear we'll see in a minute, or in a time, disagrees with Rami, but that's the Pashtus in Rashi.
Okay.
So those are the four important Gemaras, and there's one, also in Gemara, that's important on Kuf Hamid Amid Beis, the Gemara with Rav Nachman, Emsayim Rishus, this is eight lines down, Emsayim Rishus, Rav Nachman, Lo Shonel Ben Tavshul, Tavshul Ben Tavshul Advina Chova. There are certain situations that you need to wash your hands, Ben Tavshul Advina. Let's examine these four or five Gemaras very carefully. The first Gemara seems to be the second Gemara on Kuf Hamid Beis, one of the most famous Gemaras that in Odea the idea of waiting between milk and meat. We have two quotes which involve Rav Chista. The first one is Amar Rav Chista, Acha Basar, Asar Echad Vina. You have to wait. If you eat Basar, you can't eat Vina for some time. And then we have Rav Acha's statement, Amar Rav Acha Bar Yosef Rav Chista, Basar, Shivena Shinayim, Mahu, are those two statements related or not? Let's see Rashi. Zot Rashi. Asar v'echol dvina. Rashi explains what's shot in the Isser to eat dvina after Basar. Why do you have to wait between milchus and fleshus? Between fleshus and milchus. Zot Rashi. Mishum devasar moti shuman v'nidak peperu marech b'taymo. Basar has some sort of fatty substance and it stays in the mouth and the tam is more marech. It stays. It's there for a long time. So Rashi seems to focus on the fact that the tam of the basar stays in your mouth for a long time. Then, in the next statement of the Gemara, Basar ben Shinayim, Rashi explains what's shot in that Gemara. Is that related to this idea of Shehiyah? Does one have to wait after eating meat because basar is still in your teeth? It sounds from Rashi that that's not the reason. Not only does Rashi say the reason is tam, but then what does Rashi say in Basar ben Shinayim? Zot Rashi, Basar shen shinayim michashiv basar shalolechot vina imo achitlenu. What's the status of that meat? We're not saying that that's the reason you have to wait after eating meat before eating vina. But the question is, it's an interesting question. Rav Acha wants to know, what's the status of that meat? If you happen to be a person who finds that after your Golan Heights meal, there's still meat stuck in your mouth, does that meat have the status of meat or not? Meaning Rashi, it sounds like Rashi's not saying that's the reason for the previous statement of Rav Chista that you have to wait after eating meat. It's a question. If you have meat tough in your mouth, is there a chiyuv to wait or not? Not necessarily related. It's not so pashut, but that's what it sounds like from Rashi. The first din of Rav Chista is a din. The reason you have to wait between milk and meat is that there's tam. Then we have an interesting question in general. Tam, let's philosophize. What's the status of meat caught in your mouth afterwards? If you know there's meat there, is there a problem or not? Who says this pshat in Rashi? This is a pshat made famous by the Tur. The Tur in the first source in the Ramah Kama sheet says, Acha, everyone has a sheet? Everyone has a sheet? They didn't make it up? Can Yatir? Anyone has? Where is it? Just wait a second. Everyone here has? Any extra sheets around? Ah, Shtraya, there we go. Good. Dr. Tour. Acha Basar, anyone here has? Everyone here has? This table has one sheet. So.
Abram.
Okay, you want. Josh? The no, I'm just saying, it sounds from Rashi, I'm pushing a little bit. It sounds from Rashi, the Rashi is saying there's two dinim. Number one is there's a din of waiting after meat. What's the reason for? What's the reason for that? Marif b'taimo. There's another interesting issue, which is that if you know you have food in your mouth, do you have to wait or not? Do you have to remove it or not? They're not necessarily related. One could have said that, no, they are related. One could have said that the reason you have to wait is because there's food caught in your teeth. It's not 100% clear in Rashi, but it's clear in the Tur, in his Avon and Rashi. The Tur says quite clearly, in the first source, everyone has sheets somewhere in their vicinity. Achal basar, lo shabahem achai v'of, lo yochal gvina akrav ad sheyishe, tushir, shmizvan es tudas abotra, tudas erev, shuvav shos. 6 hours. Afilu mishar tushir, even if you waited your 6 hours, which we're not discussing right now, but if you waited, im yesh basar ben ishinayim, tzarech lasiro. During the time of Shehiya, Afil Ein Basa Ben Yishinayim Asr, even if there's no food caught between your teeth, you still have to wait. If you shall Basar, Moshi Shumun Umoshech Tam Adman Aruch. So it's Basar, by its very definition, by its very nature, prolongs its taste. If you didn't swallow it, all you did was chew it for someone else and then spit it out, since you didn't swallow it, it's not motzi tam. And the Torah is making a jump. We could have thought that tam means being in your mouth alone, but it's clear from the Torah understands that Rashi is telling us that it's only if you swallow the meat you have the issue of tam. So point number one we see from the Torah, again, which is really Rashi, is that tam is the reason for waiting. And that tam is going to be there only if you swallow. If you don't swallow, there's no concern of tam. The ode, we see with Chora, the Torah, that's what Rashi says, there's another phenomenon that if you know for certain that you have, if you know definitely that there is basar ben ishinayim, you still have to get rid of that. Meaning that's true, Rashi's mode that if there's basar ben ishinayim, you have to get rid of it, but that's not the reason for the din of having to wait between basar and cholov. Correct. Okay, so the Torah is making a presumption. There's the Dabar Pashut that Nizuk Peh is something to do with an extension of the Peh is some extension of the stomach, and therefore the Tam is still around. It probably means that if the Tam would be in the stomach alone, it's not going to be enough. So it has to be that it's in your whole digestive tract and put in your mouth. But it doesn't seem to be that it's a din, that it's the substance of stuff alone. At least that's the Torah's presumption. That's what we presume the Dabar Pashut Rashi. Again, it's not so Pashut. One does not have to learn Rashi this way, but that seems to be the Torah, and that's the Unlimited Peshat, that's what everyone presumes. In Rashi understands there's two dinim here. Din number one is that you have to wait between Basar B'Chalav because we're concerned that's a tam, which only happens after you swallow it. And number two, if you have meat between your teeth, you have to get rid of it. But that's only conditional. If you know there's meat, if there's no meat, then you still have to wait 6 hours because of the issue of tam, which you swallowed, divorced from the fact that there is meat between your teeth. Let's use that Havana of the Torah and Rashi, the approach in Rashi. Go back to understand Idra. Idra said, Tani Idra again, Chamud, Rabbi Abba. Of Udvina Nechon, Rabbi Pitaran, who's telling from Rabbi, and he's telling what Chinuach HaPeh. What does Rabbi Pitaran mean? Without the Pius Adayim, without Chinuach HaPeh. You don't need to wash your hands or to clean out your mouth. What's pshat in Rashi? What's pshat in Idra? Zokt Rashi below Chinuach HaPeh. The second one is Rashi from the bottom of the page. Shim Achal Zeh. If you eat one and then you want to eat the other, you don't need to wash your hands. Oshaneach and do chinuach. Aval basar behema boi chinuach. If there's basar behema involved, you need to do chinuach to the taman. Shaloi yeinizach kum minashavishon mechanichav. You don't have anything from your first substance still stuck in your mouth. It's very interesting that Rashi understands that the yesod of Idra that says you're allowed to eat things off your koren means whether you eat something which is milk at first or flesh at first. If you have oaf and then vina, or vina then oaf, it's mutter l'damri. You don't need to use a daim, you don't need to nuach hapeh. Correct? That's what Rashi says. Rashi says zeh and zeh. That means it's undefined. Whether you have oaf first and then vina, or vina then oaf, you don't need to use a daim, you don't need to nuach hapeh. Of course, you don't need to wait. You're allowed to do it zeh achar zeh. So according to Rashi, with an idra, you're allowed to go into Golan Heights, eat a delicious chicken shawarma. Maybe shawarma, if it's a real shawarma, it's supposed to have some sort of butter in it. Whatever. You're allowed to eat a delicious chicken schnitzel or chicken cutlets. And right after that, go to Lake Como or Lakewood or time out and have vina. Kind of pizza. That's idra. Idra is saying, of course, you have to do things, you have to do chapeh. But there's nothing more you have to do. Ochal zeh v'lo zeh. You have to do one after the other. Whether it's oaf v'dvino or v'dvino v'achar kach oaf is mutter l'darmi. That's Pashup Shat and Rashi. If that's true, if that's Rashi, and we saw before we talked about Rashi in terms of the reason for waiting, what do you see from Idra clearly? Idra is concerned only about substances that are actually stuck. Stuck in your hands, stuck perhaps around the food, but is Idra concerned about the tam, which is moshech in your mouth? Clearly not. Because we understood, Rav Chista told us that basar, if you eat basar, then you have to eat vina, you need to wait a while because we're concerned that the tam is moshech. Clearly, Idra doesn't hold that. So Idra's saying that if you have oaf, you're allowed to have vina right afterwards, as long as you, and you don't even need to tinuach and Netiyot Yadayim, which means that Rashi is saying within Idra that Idra's only concern is for be'ens, for actual substances that are stuck there. But Rashi is saying minachreach, we're not concerned about this reason. Rav Chista, I mean, Rav Chista had this idea that we're moshech tam, but was Idra concerned about that? Obviously not. Again, Rav Osai, it's a partial cheshbon. If Rav Chista says we're concerned about the tam being nimshach, that's why you have to wait. And Idra saying, Oh, Fudvina Nechon Vapitarin, that means that Idra saying, you have to eat one after the other, and you don't need to wait, which means Idra's concerns, Idra saying, we're not concerned at this issue of being waiting for Tam.
Maybe Idra didn't think there was Tam after
Oh. Maybe he didn't think Oh, so Rashi says, let's see the end of Rashi. What does Rashi say again? Avav Sar Behema, Boi Kinuach, Shelo Yenidat Kum Minarishon Bechanichav. So what's Rashi saying? Rashi seems about learning your kasha. Rashi says, and Idra says that even Basar Behema, what's shot in Basar Behema? Basar Behema according to Idra. Why did Idra only say it's true by Ofu Dvina? Why did Idra not say that even Basar Dvina is mutter to have Basar then Dvina right afterwards? What does Idra say according to Rashi? No, the concern with Basar is that Basar does need chinuach, you have to clean out your mouth. So if you clean out, because Basar is going to stay in your mouth, nidvach v'chanichav, there's going to be more in your mouth, need to rinse out your mouth because the butter is going to be a concern of still having substance in your mouth. You have to get rid of that. So I would have thought, like Josh, I would have thought maybe oaf, by its very definition, doesn't have tam. But that's not true because Rashi says that it's nothing to do with the tam. The whole reason, even according to Idra, for butter behema, according to Rashi, if I have meat and then I want to have milk, like go to Dolan and I order the real shawarma, then I need to wait to do what before I have the Lake Como pizza, I have to clean out my mouth. Only. So Rashi says, I want to make sure there's no be'en stuck in my mouth. What is that? What's shot in that Rashi? What Rashi means there is the second idea of Rav Chista, that buster ben eshinayim, real buster in your mouth still is a problem. But barring the issue of real buster in your mouth, is there an issue of buster being motzi tam alone? L'chor menach reyach not. Because Rashi says, everyone hear this special judgment? Rashi is saying that buster, even if it's buster behema, if I have besar behema, and then I have vina right afterwards, it's mutter, but it's only mutter with tinuach. I mean, I have to make sure it's not stuck. It's not stuck with chanichos. What does it mean, natsvisat v'chanicha? Natsvisat v'chanicha means the second idea that we saw before, that if there's actual b'en in your teeth, that still has the status of basar. But there's no concern of the time alone, so according to Idra HaLoch HaMait in Idra's house, they will chari had milchus, and then fleishus, or fleishus and milchus. If they had a chicken supper, they would be able to have milchus right afterwards. If they had a fleishus supper of real basar, they'd have to wash their hands, clean out their mouths. But Idra is clearly not concerned that this idea of Rav Sista of needing to wait any more time than it takes to chinuach the hadach. Everyone agrees? It's a partial cheshbon with the Rashi. For sure, meaning. Why should that be different than Rav Chisda? Meaning, it's a Machlokes Matthias? Okay, well, so we're really saying the same thing. Meaning, either there's a problem of time, but you can get rid of it easily, or there's no idea of time. It's really the same thing. Meaning, something that's going to be able to be solved, like Kinoach. But it's clearly not different than Rav Chisda. You have to wait for a long time. But there's also a very interesting Chiddush in Rashi, which is lechora clear from Rashi's discussion in the first part of Rashi, combined with the second part of Rashi. What does Rashi say? Im ochol zeh, uritish lechol zeh, ein tzorach litol yadav. If you eat of udvino, udvino rachatach of, you're not concerned, you don't need to wait. So what's shat in Rashi? The Ramban, and he's only Rosh Medabrim, the Ritvan, other Rishonim fill in the blanks also, they say, what's Pshat in Rashi? In the second source of the Maamar Kamas sheet, Taima, the Ofu Dvina, Mishim de Devarim Hu, Koshu Devar Torah, by the Theosidayim, Lafi Udvina Uvasar de Shavenheim. What's Pshat in Rashi that says that we're Machmir Daska on Basar and Vina? We're not Machmir in Ofu Dvina. Wilchora, Ofu Dvina could also be stuck in your hands. Why are we so matrile say Ofu Dvina, Nechomir Hefter Udamri? If it's an issue of time, I understand. Time, which would say there's a difference between time of one and time of the other, but substance and stuff in your teeth, on your hands, l'chora, that should happen whether it's oath, vina, or basar. So the Ramban explains that, no, you're right. Chazal said, the chumra of the tios yadayim was only necessary if you're going to be involved in something which is asur midaraisa. So between basar and chol, which is asur midaraisa, there you need the tios yadayim. But between oath and Dvina, which maximum is Nisa Dirabanan, even if we're in together, there's no concern about Nithil Sedayim, because Chazal were not Machmir for Nithil Sedayim on Din Dirabanan. So if you put this Ramban says with what we've seen, Bukhara, Idra does not hold the idea of Tam at all. Idra does hold, though, we're concerned about the substance either in your mouth or in your hands. If it's in your mouth, then even that, or in your hands, even that, is only concerned if it's with the Raisa, Besar Behema. Besar Behema, we said if it's in your mouth or on your hands, there were Machmir. But for something which is only midirabanan, Chazal said, carte blanche, we're not concerned the chlal, it's mutar udamri, there's no need to have pinuach or hadach.
Okay. Why can't Rashi be like one of the shots in the places that the Chis is saying only feed into pinuach, hadach?
Rashi was by Bessar Behema or by the first part?
Why can't Rashi just be working within if you're going to wait and not do pinuach hadach?
Yes, so but what Rashi explains, Rashi says, what's pshat? Sabahim avay chinuach to the chaman, shoyin edach lechum menavish mechanichav. The only concern is having things stuck. So if the only concern is having things stuck in your mouths, so then, what do you want to say? I mean, it's the only thing stuck in your mouth.
I mean, that's what chinuach and hadach is going to take care of.
Okay, yon chanami. So what?
But the chizuk can still hold an igra, meaning that you wouldn't need if you want to eat right away.
But does Idra hold the Rav Chisda? Meaning Idra is going to say, meaning the point of Rav Chisda according to Rashi, the real yisod of Rav Chisda is the idea of Tam. That minachret Idra doesn't hold of. Right? Meaning Tam. So chinuach hadacha maybe yes, but the Idra point according to Rashi within Rav Chisda that you need to have the Tam. And that obviously Idra is not going to hold of.
Rashi can't hold that chinuach hadacha takes care of the Tam.
Really? It's hard to say. Rashi doesn't mention anything about the Tam. Rashi's whole concern on Chazal and Rei is only Nidok HaChanichav, the end, which is Ben HaShinayim. Ben HaShinayim, you can get rid of Yisrael HaFadachav. So you want to say Chiddush. You're saying that who pointed out the idea of Tiv? That's what when someone pointed out the idea of Tiv before me, you want to say that according to Rashi, maybe since the time is so related to Tiv, you're not going to get rid of it. That's the Chiddush. I mean, the question in Rashi is that Rashi is going to say the issue of chanichav is that be'ens you can get rid of with chinuch ma'adacha. That's why Rashi says that the only concern here is be'ens. Be'ens you can solve with using some other be'en. But say tam can be sired by chinuch ma'adacha is a vitzidah shel Torah. You have to be right, that should be true.
I would think it's less of a
chit.
Meaning, kinuch, the only reason you need kinuch ledach as opposed to just waiting is because of the mamashas that's there.
Okay.
The time itself, you can get rid of it. Kinuch ledach.
Meaning, so maybe if Rashi would be like, not like the tour, if Rashi meant that chat and time is that it's an issue just of something in your mouth, maybe you should say that it's true. But if it's really related to the idea of b'liya, like the tour says, then it's l'chor very not mustaber to say that. Just think about it. But there's also a tremendous chiddush which is also mavur in the Rashi, which is Rashi is telling us that what's the clue of igra? Of udvina nechalim apitarim, which means of udvina or udvina vachatach of is mutter. That was yisod number one. Meida, if I want to have basar udvina or udvina basar, is that mutter or usser? That is usser. That's the second part of Rashi. Rashi says. Besar behema baichinuach. When Rashi says in the second part of this Rashi on Tovzalim of Vez, Besar behema baichinuach, what does that mean? That means you have Besar behema first or second? Is it clear from Rashi? Well, what's Shalaya Nidbach? Min Arishon. What's Rishon? So I think Gufa for your reason, Ari, that's why it's not clear from Rashi. Rashi says, if you eat one or the other, of udvino or dvino vachinach of, it's mutter without doing anything. But if besar behema is involved, says Rashi, then it's a problem. That the first one shouldn't be stuffed. So what's the first one? Does Rashi explain which the first one is? No. Because if dvina is first, you're concerned that the dvina and then the basar afterwards. If basar is first, you're concerned that the basar and then the dvina afterwards. Meaning the Rishon explained the reason for Rashi being made with of udvino is because of udvino is maximum within the Rabbanon. But Rabbosai, if you have Besar Behema involved, whether Besar Behema is first or second is irrelevant. If there's Besar Behema and then Dvina, or Dvina and then Besar Behema, with Ora, then we're concerned that whichever one you have first is stuck in your mouth. Which means Dvina or Besar Behema stuck in your mouth is going to be a problem to have the opposite one afterwards. Correct, Rabbosai? Pashat Cheshbon. Everyone agree? Are you here, you Maskim? Rishon. So Rishon means it's not clear. That means if you have Besar Behema first, then Dvina is a problem. Or Dvina first, then Besar Behema is a problem. Which means, look, if Rashi understands Nidlach Bechanichav, the only concern of a real Daraisa, whether it's when you have Besar Behema involved in Dvina, is that there's a Kain Daraisa because one of those two is still in my mouth, and I'm going to have the opposite one. It's clear from Rashi, L'chor Rabosai, that when we said in the Gemara in Tevei Manalas, Basar, then in Shinehem, does that apply only to Basar? Or it's even Dvina. With Chor, it's clear. That should apply to what? To even Dvina. Why should it be both Basar and Dvina? Because Rashi says, if I have Basar, Behema, and Dvina, whether one is first or the other is first, I don't care. I have to get rid of them from my mouth because I'm involved in an Issa Daraisa, Basar, Behema, and Dvina. And I want to make sure I get rid of the first one before the second one comes in. That means Rashi would say if I have Dvina first and then I have Besar Behema afterwards, that's also a problem with Chora. Dvina and then Besar Behema. So Dvina and then Besar Behema is going to be a problem. If the Dvina is still in my mouth, that is the status of Dvina, I can't have Besar Behema afterwards. Correct, Rabbi said this is a partial judgment. Everyone agree? Anyone that does not agree? Anyone that does agree? Okay. So Lechora, that is part, it's Lechora, Chora and Rashi. If the point is that it's a joker, one and two, whatever you're having first, is going to cause a problem for the one you're having second, then that means the one that you have first is still a problem. Whether it's Dvina or Besar Behema in your mouth first is still a problem. And it's clear from Rashi, then that means that the idea of Habasar of Denim and Shinayim is not a din doctor with Basar. It's a din that whatever is stuck in your mouth still is considered that status. Whether it's Dvina or Basar, if it's still in your teeth, that's not considered digested. That's still considered Basar. No, so with Ora, Rashi doesn't understand according to that. The pasuk means a substance, lots after basar, anything. If I have watermelon in my teeth, that's still considered as in watermelon, right? We presume what's the digestion. The only thing that begins to be digested in your mouth is starches, no? Right. Proteins are only digested in the stomach, correct? So It makes sense. So maybe if there's a starch, maybe a starch, Alecha will be right that a starch is considered still has the status. Maybe a starch already begins to be digested. But proteins are this basar adrena, lefar should be mutter, it's in the mouth. I don't know if that's really the alumnus, if it's anything to do with Shadesh, but Lamaisa, we do presume that, according to Rashi, basar and vina are considered in your mouth. Why is this nodeya? It's very nodeya for the famous story of the Maharam. Very famous. These things might sound like Kedushim to you, but out of what we're talking now, when you see Simon pay tests, will become second nature as Hashem, the halachas in your day, but waiting between milk and meat. The world famous Maharam. Yes, sir? Well, so Victor's right. If Rashi was the one who understood that the reason you have to wait is because we're concerned about seeing stuff in your mouth, then Rashi would have to say you'd have to wait because she's stuff in your mouth too. But Rashi conveniently holds, what's the reason you have to wait? Only because of the time. So we don't know the time of cheese stays in your mouth. We only know time butter stays in your mouth. But if you had to wait because of the food stuff in your teeth, you'd have to wait even for butter as well. But and Victor's situation, it's interesting. Victor is from Achenu b'Bnei Sfarad, Edut HaMizrach. There's a story from the Maharami Rutenberg, who was from the Edut of Ashkenazim, the famous Rebbe of the Rush. You know, we know the Rush made Shalom HaYisrael. The Rush had Masara for both the Valley of Tosus, and he took over for the Rashba in Barcelona. But the Maharam Rutenberg was clear, cut and dry Ashkenazi. A lot of Mirna Ashkenaz comes from the Maharam. And the Maharam is a fascinating story that happened to him. This is quoted in the Mordechai, but it's also quoted in the Rosh Hashri by us. World famous Maharam. Maharam had a story. This is in the Hadros HaShri, in the Rush in Simen Hay. It's a long Hadros HaShri. It's around 5 miles down. Shuvas Maharam. Maharam writes that he used to make fun of people that used to wait any time after eating cheese. He said, it's ridiculous. What do you have to wait after eating cheese for? There's no such thing as, we know you have to wait after eating meat. It's Mefurash HaGemara. The Gemara says, you don't have to wait any time after eating cheese. But the Ram said, then you know what? This is about the period. Everyone see this period? What happened? When I was younger, I used to make fun of people that waited after eating cheese. I used to think it's a toast. What happened to me, says Maram, Sadiq, Yisod Olam, Misudu Suda, one time I had milchus, Matzati Dvina Bein Shinai. I found that sometime after I finished eating milchus, there was still Dvina in my mouth. Gazarti Alatmi Lahachmir, Bebasar Achad Dvina, Tivina Achad Basar. From then on I was Machmir, that if Dvina was still stuck in my mouth, to be concerned not to have milchus, I waited the same amount that I wait between facials and milkus, from milkus to facials. Why? Because there's dvina stuck in my mouth. So if Maram would have come to us, according to Rashi, and Maram would have said, Rashi, I had cheese stuck in my mouth. What would Rashi say? Two words, L'chora. So, what? Because the only thing that I said, I'm sorry, that's what we would have thought Rashi would say. That's what everyone would say. Rashi would say, L'chora, that's a major concern, Maram. Maram is really going according to the same oneness of Rashi, that whether it's butter in your mouth or dvina in your mouth, we can't say, so what? That's a major issue. Anything caught in your mouth is still considered a problem. That's what Maram said. When he had dvina stuck in his mouth, he was concerned, and he used to wait from butter to dvina, and dvina to butter the same way, because even dvina stuck in your mouth still is the status of dvina. Let's hold off your question so we can finish up a little bit, Rafi. So, with Ora, that Maram is really presuming like Rashi. Just parenthetically, it's important to know that there is a minute to wait 6 hours after hard cheese. It's pushed out is that that's not based on this Maram Rittenberg, because we only do it for certain cheeses, for hard cheese, and other cheeses that are nidvah. And if it's an issue of, according to Maram, it should be any cheese, with Ora, it seems to be maybe based on the Zohar. It's unclear. When you do some pay tests, you'll see the two reasons that the Shulchan Aruch quotes for waiting sometimes after eating milk, the facials, is one based on the Zohar, one based on this Maram. Ish ayin, which reason we hold like halacha ma'aseh. But l'chora, this Maram is a bit kiddush. She's presuming that not only is it basar in the shinayim, even chalav. And that yisod is the yisod of Rashi. The Rashi understands that in Idra, you have to wait between one and the other. What do you have to wait between one and the other? Because whether it's basar, rachak vino, or dvina rachak basar, you need to wait and clean your mouth out, because anything stuck in your mouth, whether it's basar or dvina, still is the status of that object, even though it's still b'nei shinayim. Let's move now to the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam changed the world. because what we've seen in Rashi so far was an academic machlokes. Idra said this memra, but the Maaser Rav Chisda came along and said you have to wait. So we were explaining Rashi within Idra, but l'chora once Rav Chisda came and said you have to wait, you always have to wait between Rishus and Fleishus. Comes along in a time and says halacha l'maaser, Rabosai, it seems there's no need to wait between Rishus and Fleishus. Let's see in a time inside. Let's see Tosus inside. It's clear that Tosus is not necessarily the opinion of Runatam. Tosus is the later Bali Tosus analyzing Runatam. We presume that most Tosus that we have were not Runatam himself. Even when Runatam is written, that's not Runatam that wrote it. That was the later Bali Tosus in the Yeshivas of Bali Tosus 200 years later that wrote over the opinion of Runatam. But here it's clear from the Rishonim that there's a major debate as to what Runatam held. Let's see Tosus from Runatam. This is four lines down in Tosus Yimath Ofud Vina. Runatam of Farish. Runatam of the Bahab tell us. So, achal basar, if you eat basar, also echad vina, when are you restricted? If you eat basar, you can't eat vina. Hainu below nitiyo vichinuach. Avo ben nitiyo vichinuach shari. Even after eating fleshuk, if I wash and do nitiyo vichinuach, then I'm allowed to eat milchus right afterwards. And Tosfos explains, and this is explained a little bit ambiguously in Tosfos, but if you look in Sefer Yashar, it's quite clear. Even in the Rashba, it's quite clear. But Sefer Yashar is Baruch HaChama. Two things. First of all, Runatam understands that not only in our studio, but even on Kufayim and Aleph, what we presumed in Rashi as one thing is this read on base, where Runatam disagrees with. Rashi understood that Chinuach and Adacha both mean Bepeh, we presume. Runatam understands it's not true. Chinuach means Bepeh, Hadacha means Yodayim. They're two different things. Chazal or Dozer, sometimes you have to wash out your mouth. Other times you have to wash off your hands. And they're not always concurrent. That is, according to Renatam, there are three different levels of food, based on how greasy they are and their nature. Oaf seems to be the least greasy. Oaf is healthy. Anyone that's watching their cholesterol tries to eat oaf. And Renatam says it's healthy in another way as well. Oaf, there's really no oil on oaf. Oaf is not nidvach pepeh, and oaf is not nidvach on your hands. Therefore, if you have oaf and then vina, you don't need yosayim, you don't need chinuach hapeh. Oaf ud vina necholim v'apikarin. If you have oaf and then vina, that's okay. Because oaf and then vina, if you eat oaf, there's no taste of oaf stuck in your mouth, there's no the end of oaf in your hands, there's no reason to hadach hapeh or to yosayim. One step higher is vina. Vina, says Rinatam. That's Rinatam says in the last line of Tosfos. Rinatam Farish, having the permission to oaf and midah piyadayim v'shinayim v'chanichayim. Oaf does not stay in your hands. Oaf doesn't stay in your mouth. Oaf slides right off. There's no concern about oaf. Vina is different. Vina, we say, is a middle level. Vina is nidach on your hands, but not in your mouth. Since vina is nidach on your hands, you need to do the yosidayim after vina. It also says you need to do the yosidayim, but you don't need to do chinuach hapeh. And basar is the worst. Basar stays on your hands and in your mouth. Mele basar, if you eat basar, then you want to eat vina, you need to wash your hands, and you need to clean out your mouth. That's during the time of three levels. So again, mutar adamri. Vina, you have to wash your hands. And basar, you have to wash your hands and your mouth. The problem is, when Tam was faced halacha l'maisa, I don't understand. What shot then in Rav Chisda? Rav Chisda said you have to wait some sort of time between eating milk and meat. But I see that's not true. That is, when Tam wants to postulate both like Idra and like Rav Chisda. Like Idra that says that oaf and then vina is mutar udamri. Vina, you have to wash your hands, and basar, you have to wash your hands in your mouth. Is there any reason to wait any time between basar and vina according to Runatam? No. And that's what Runatam says. I don't understand. Idra is telling us you're allowed to eat milchus and facials one after the other, or there's milchus and facials and facials and milchus. There's no concern altogether. But then Rav Chisda says you have to wait. I don't understand. Where does Rav Chisda get this coming from? Then you have to wait. Uchari, it's mufurish than Idra. You don't need to wait. So what does Runatam say? Two answers. Zefnunatam, Umarukva, this is five wide lines down in Tosfos, the last two words on the line. Marukva, the Wa'okla, Atsuda Achriti, he didn't eat, he waited Min Sudo Susi waited some time. What's Pshat? So, this is like Mati pointed out before. What's Pshat in Marukva that he waited? You have two options. Either do Tzio Vichinuach right away, then you'll have to eat right away, or wait. But according to Tosus, in this Lashon, within Rinatam, you have two options. Either wait, or do Tzio Vichinuach. But if you wait, you don't need Tzio Vichinuach. If you do Tzio Vichinuach, you don't need to wait. So according to this Lashon in Rinatam, you're allowed to eat milchugs and then fleshugs, or fleshugs and milchugs right away, as long as you either wash your hands. As long as you wash your hands in your mouth, or you wait. One or the other. The choice is yours. That's the first question in Tosfos. The second question in Tosfos is Inami. Machmer Latzmahaya. No, you're right. Really, you're allowed to eat fleshugs and then milchugs. You don't need to wait at all. You only need to wash your hands and your mouth. But Lamaisa, Marukva was Machmer. What does Tosfos mean, Lechara? Just like Marukva's father was Machmer for 24 hours, Marukva was Machmer for 6 hours. That's really a Chumrah. There's no need to wait between milchugs and fleshugs. Bichlal. Azay Pasmer in Tam, Halacha Lamaisa. You don't need to wait between milchus and fleshus at all. Two lashonos. Either you need to wait or do shirach hadacha, but you need to do something. But the second lashon is that no, you don't need to wait at all. That's only a chumrah. You don't need to wait bechlal. You just need to do shirach hadacha. That was the chumrah of Marukva.
And the pusta is also a chumrah
of that one? That's kuchara, same. Right, but that's Lechor would say, or Tosus in the same Ruchus just didn't hold the Ruchus. Could be Tosus in the same Ruchus just didn't hold the Ruchus. Aaron?
Are you saying that Ruchus didn't wait for
Tosus
because
no, he was not. So that Lechor would depend on two Lashonos of Tosus, Lechor. According to the first Lashon, Tosus he definitely didn't do it. According to the second Lashon, maybe he did do it, he still was Machmer to wait.
Maybe
we don't know. And apparently, it's not clear. According to the first lashon, he definitely did do it. According to the second lashon, it could be that he did it, and that the chumrah was that he had to wait. Also, it's possible. Hey, Tom.
Second lashon tosos, it doesn't mean that. But Rabbeinu Tam would say, if you didn't do kinuach badacha, even if you waited 48 hours, you still lost your eat because he doesn't have any din of.
Oh. With Ora, Eitan making a fantastic point. According to the second lashon tosos, now let's try to dine on this. Very interesting situation. What is the din according to the Rinat Tam? Halacha Maisa, if a person doesn't want to do Tinuach Hadacha, instead you want to just wait. Just wait and help. Instead of doing Tinuach Hadacha, are you allowed to wait? So, what's shot? What would you pass in Rabotai?
Isn't that the second Girsa? That was the second answer.
Oh, with Ora, according to the we have Tosus, that's Machotus to Lashonus and Tosus. According to the first Lashon, you definitely have the opportunity to wait. If you would like to not do Tinuach Hadacha, you rather just want to wait. You can do that. The choice is yours. Shehiya would work for Machan Tinuach Hadacha. That's the first Lashon of Tosfos. That's what Marukva did. He waited instead of doing Tinuach Hadacha. According to the second Lashon, do you have a choice? Are you allowed to either wait or do Tinuach Hadacha? Unclear. It might be, as Yaron said before, that even if you do Tinuach Hadacha, you still need to wait, according to Marukva. And it could be that if you want to just wait, that's not enough. You always have to do Tinuach Hadacha. That Lachar seems to be two Lashonos and Tosfos. It's clear from the Bahag, Tosfos quotes the Bahag here, the Bahag quotes Rinat Tam, as well as in Sefer Yashar, which is written either by Rinat Tam, with Tirfis Talmidim, in those Nuskos Rinat Tam, there is no remez, no shemet tam vereach bechlal of waiting. According to those Lashonos of Rinat Tam, the only option you have is to Tinuach Hadacha. They don't mention bechlal that you're able to wait. So according to our Lashon of Tosfos within Rinat Tam, it's possible according to Rinat Tam, you can wait instead of doing Tinuach Hadacha. But it's clear in other nuschos in the Tam that it's not true. There's no solution of waiting. The only option is to Tinuach Hadacha by hook or by crook. There's no way out. And Lechora, it's very Nodiel Maisa. Because within the Tam, is it necessary to wait? Is it necessary to do Tinuach Hadacha or not? Is there anything about Rishonim? According to the way we have in the Tam, you can be made to Lechor and wait. According to these other Rishonim, no way. Even with Tinuach Hadacha, there's no way to wait. It's not going to help. You still need to do Tinuach Hadacha. What about the reverse case? What about if I want to do Tinuach Hadacha instead of waiting? Would that work? Is that going to be enough?
Either version of
Rabbeinu Tam. Oh, so Lechor depends. if it's Marukha the Machmer Asmahaya, then there's a certain Chumrah not to. But Ikhudin is Mutter, but maybe we should keep the Chumrah. But according to the first question of the Tosfos, is there even an Inyan? B'chlal not. If you want to wait, if you want to do Shana Chadach instead of waiting, Mutter Udarmi, you can do that B'chlal. You can do that, it's Mutter B'chlal. In the third source, the Shach puts an interesting Marshal. What does the Marshal say? Because the Marshal, the Kruli Alma, according to all opinions under the sun, im lo silet ubirech, if you didn't finish your Suda and bench, afi utoliam krua usr. It's usr the whole day. Zabinan Suda acheres. You need to wait min Suda Suda. The harbe bin adam etilam ezeh, the tosu bi adam. You need to wait some sort of time. You need to at least wait bin Suda la Suda. Says Marshal, everyone hold! You need to wait at least the time in Suda Suda. Whether you hold it 6 hours or 1 hour, whatever Suda Suda means for you, you need to wait some sort of time in Suda Suda. That's what Marshal says. And there are people that are made to by mistake and think that you're not allowed to skip the waiting period. Everyone holds, you have to wait. Rabbi says, is this Marshal correct? Not so Pashut. So not so Pashut. According to what we've seen, L'chara, to Hashanah and Tosus. It seems that according to Tosus, the way we have Tosus is definitely willing to suggest this in time, that it's not true. You don't need to wait. Within the time, it's very possible that you need to wait instead of Tzimra Chladacha. But if you want to do Tzimra Chladacha instead of waiting, within the same Suda L'chora, when the time holds, according to Aristotle, you're allowed to eat, go on heights, Basar, to Tzimra Chladacha, and then have Milchus right away. Mutu Adamri. So this Marshal that's saying Tzimra Chladacha might be saying Tzimra Chladacha Halacha Maisa, but who are those people relying on? They don't wait at all, they just clean their hands and their mouths. That is Tamid Yerin Atam. L'chora, there should be Mutter. L'chora, this is also going to be a Makokas Valei Tosus until Ktuf Heimer Aleph. Ktuf Heimer Aleph, Tosus says, in the small Tosus, Suda Asafida Afilna, Zav Tosus, you have to wait in Suda Suda. What does that mean? Vav Suda Shiridio in Vasos Apas Shafas Apas Arvis, Elfiu Altrim, Sio Toshokan Uvirik Mutter. You have to bench. You have to wait some sort of time. So Tosus says you need to do some sort of time period to wait between Milchus and Pleshus. Who's the author of this Tosus? Tosus, you need to have some sort of Shehiyah period between Milchus and Pleshus. Is this who says that's during the time? That's what some Machronim say. Some Machronim say that's during the time. Even when the time holds, you need to wait between Suda and Suda. Is that true, Rabosa? Is that so Pasha? So we find that that's two Lashonos and Tosus. According to the first Lashon and Tosus, it says that you can replace waiting with Shinoch Adacha, before this Tosus would not be during the time. This could only be, if it's during a time, it's only going to be during a time according to the second Lashon L'chora, which says that there's some sort of inyan of waiting, then you need to wait. But if you hold like the first Lashon of Tosos, then according to during a time, there's no need to wait altogether. So either it's not during a time, it's another opinion of Tosos, you need to see what to be reich, or it's during a time according to the Chumrah that Marukha used to have to wait some sort of period of time. But according to Lashon of Tosos, that's just not true. You don't need to wait at all. Mutter Adamri to eat basar and then chalav as long as you do chinuach v'adach.
It can't be based on the chumrah because at the end he says lo plug rabbanon. So the chumrah wouldn't be a rabbanon.
Okay, meaning interesting ha'ara. Everybody hear that ha'ara? Dari wants to point out that it's hard to say that it's going to be a just a chumrah because it sounds like lo plug. Ha'ara is la'adach. I mean, it could be that Marukha's issue of whatever that chumrah means is that chumrah is going to be across the board. But interesting ha'ara though. Yeah, l'sudas only l'sudas achritas. I need to at least do something. I have to finish some sort of suda. Fine, not a din hazman. It's a din metzias. There's some sort of hefzet. That's true. There's some sort of hefzet. You're right. So it's possible that it's Rinatam, but only if Rinatam holds that waiting is necessary. It could be it's not Rinatam also. There's a new Baal Tosfos, I don't understand you need to wait in Suda Suda. You're right, it's not an issue of Zman, but it's some sort of Hefzik, which is going to be necessary. Rinatam was bothered by Rinatam understood, though, that you're allowed to eat Ofud Vina, you don't need to wash your hands at all, you can eat one after the other. The problem was Rinatam looked around, he walked out in the street in France and Germany, and Rinatam saw it, Lamaisa, people don't do it. Rinatam was bothered, Tosfos says. I don't understand. Ha'olam no'adru, sh'olol chudvina achar basar, t'chal fiu achar of. Afro t'on idra, ofudvina chalma pitarin. I don't understand. Idra said, ofudvina chalma pitarin, you can't eat of and then basar. But what makes the minimum not to do that? People don't do it. So if I'm saying this during the time, you're allowed to eat basar v'achdak vina, and certainly ofer achdak vina. You don't even need to wash your hands for ofer achdak vina. Why does no one do it? What was Rashi during the time? Well, Chavrin and Tam understood, if it's basar v'achdak vina, I can understand. People don't want to wash their hands, they want to wait instead. That's okay. So I understand why no one in France is eating basar and then vina right away. They take down the chumra instead of wanting to wash their hands in their mouth, they just wait. But oath? It's before your Gemara. Oath for achdak vina is mutter without anything. So why does no one here in the whole world have oath for achdak vina? So Rashi was troubled. And Rashi said, well, Chavrin, you have to say, maybe the holy sort of Idra that Idra held, that oath for vina is going to be Lamandamai Ophis Drabanon, but since we hold it Ophis Daraisa, then it's going to be a problem with Daraisa. That's what Rinatam suggests. But Beis Yosef says, I'm sorry to tell you, Rinatam, the world is against you. Shadis says, you're wrong, says the Beis Yosef in the next source. Nearly, Shazesh no go shaloko dvina acher basar, klal, loitam jedev siyoku, shino dutain. No, Pshad is just they don't hold it. You're in a time. You're wrong. You're outvoted. Look around, says the Beis Yosef. Look at the world. The world, we don't eat milk after basar or after oaf. Pshad is not because they're makar some chumra in a time. Like you're saying, they want to wait or they hold that oaf is deraisa. No, Pshad is because they hold that you're wrong. That whether you have milk and replaced with the halakha that persists like Baruch, that's ikrid zina. You need to wait after milk and meat because the Rambam says anything that we have a chashash in any meat substance caught in your mouth makes you have to wait 6 hours. So Pshad is running time. You're the metu. You want to say that you never have to wait. The maximum you have to do is wash your hands in your mouth. You're wrong. The world is voting against you. And that's why if you look around, you see the olam is going to wait between milk and meat. Says Beis Yosef, because Lamaisa, yes, your olam, even in France running time, is disagreeing with your pshat. They held that even that idea meant you need to wait. And certainly Basra Achak Vina is going to necessitate waiting, not just Shinuach V'Hazach. And Halacha Maisa, of course, we presume not later in the time, that there's a need to wait between Basra and Chol, nothing to do with Shinuach V'Hazach. You have to wait because of the time that's actually put in your mouth or the time that you swallow, not later in the time shot in the Gemara of Idra. Before we leave the Pshat of Runatam, it's interesting to note that the Baal HaItzur, who Halacha Maisa passed, is not like Runatam. We know that the Rishonim, though, as the Ram writes in Hilchos Teshuva and Perek Yud of Hilchos Teshuva, used to be Mvakish Emes Neishu Emes. They were not interested in advancing their own Kavod Chas Shom and their own approach. They tried to find the Emes Lamita Shel Torah. Even though the Baal HaItzur passed, not like Runatam, he passed like the other Rishonim that you need to wait between milk and meat, not like the Runatam that says, Max we need to do Shinuach V'Hadacha. Lamaisa, he does quote, there's a Medrash, which we have in the Psifta, which seems to be Mashma like Runatam. What's the medrash? How does Asher Tasser Masei Elohu? So Amar, a variation of famous medrash that says that when Moshe Rabbeinu went up Lamarom, Hisku Hamalachim Omri Rebbeinu Shalom, Lo Amrin El Lachah Shalom Titzin Torah Torah, says the Malach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we want the Torah, don't give it to Chal Yisrael. Why are you bothering giving it to Chal Yisrael? Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu answer? No Malachim, it's not yours. Tino Chadomo B'Yisrael, Mekayim Yosem Yichem. He says, Malachim, look what happens. Even a little kid, a 3-year-old child in Klal Yisrael, keeps more Torah than you keep. Yosef is a sefer, he leaves yeshiva. If he has milk and meat to eat, his mommy gave him milk and meat to eat for lunch in his lunchbox, what does he do? He eats basar, but he'll wash his hands before eating chalav. But Tem, and look at you, Avram Achazim basar v'chalav, they ate both together. So look, even the 3-year-old child is doing more than you. Because they, what's the 3-year-old child doing? What does the Sifta say that the 3-year-old child is doing, Rabbi Osai? Washing his hands. Says they say for Itzur, Lamaisa, I pass my turn, not like Rina Tam. But it does say that it sounds from the Medrash that Lamaisa, you need to wash your hands, and that's all you need as Hefta between the Basra Chalav. So the Sifta just says, it could be, what's the way out? How do we get out of this Medrash? That's something for kids. So for kids, they have only the limited situation of doing Shinuach V'Hadacha. But for grown-ups, they have to wait. It's Tafa Nodi Ala Maisa. It's an interesting issue that what happens if, let's say, you have a baby, you want to feed the baby, or even a 3-year-old child, wants to have milk with inflatios. My son, Yisrael Meir, was on your Zoom, came with me last night, we have inflatios, and he went to play. So he had inflatios, he had spaghetti with just a little bit of meatballs in it, and he doesn't even like meat, but he unfortunately had some meatballs, and he said he saw them. So he wants to know, can he have shochet afterwards? So he said, I was at 6 hours yet. I said, it's not 6 hours yet, but I was playing for a really, really long time. He thought maybe 6 hours passed. Well, I said 6 hours had not passed. It was probably half an hour. So it was not enough time to be matir having the truck and look. We tried to make the truck and look the coffee rich. It was not exactly the same. And Lamaisa, so he waits 6 hours, even though he's only in the deal, he deals, he knows they're going to say for each of those times. I said, if he really wants to, as long as he did you know Madacha, that should be mutter. You don't need to wait 6 hours mamish. Maybe. That's what the say for each is willing to say halach Lamaisa. But he does say, at least at first glance, this medrash seems to be like Rina Tam, even though he passes not like Rina Tam. The last approach, which is very convexing, is the approach of the Rambam. The Rambam says in three halachos, Mish Ocha, very vexing, Mish Ocha Dvina Ocholov Tchil Mutter Lechol Afra Basar Miad. If you eat Vina or Cholov, you're allowed to eat Basar right away. V'tarach Shivyach Yadav Yitanech Piv Bein Vina L'Basar. If you have Vina first, what do you need to do? You need to do Tinof Adacha. Let's move to the next Rambam. But Medvar Murim Besar Behemov Ochaya. That's only talking about if I have Dvina, then I want to have Basar right afterwards. If I'm eating Basar Of after Dvina, so Rambam says, if I have Milchuk and then Fleishuk, I need to wash my mouth out between them if I'm eating Fleishuk, which is real meat. If I have Dvina and then I want to have real Basar, I need to wash my mouth out. If I'm having Dvina and then having Of, I don't need to do anything. That's the Rambam's version of Of Vina Necham Rapitaran. It means Of V'Aktaf Vina. Of Akar Vina. If I have Vina and then Basar, I need to do Tinof Adacha. If I have Vina and then Of, I don't need to do Tinof Adacha. Well, that's very strange. Manavshach, if Vina stays in your hands, stays in your mouth, whether I have Basar or Of, it should be the same. Why does the Rambam say that we can make till for Vina V'Aktaf Of, and not make up with Vina Rakhtak Basar? Question number one. Then the Rambam says, Mishalcha Basar Tchila, Bein Misar Behemah, Bein Misar Oth, Oyachar Kol Ashi Shir, Benin Seishir Suda Acheres, which Meshay shows, Mishab Basar Ben Shinaim, Shin Esar Bitinuach. If you eat Basar first, you have to wait 6 hours Mamish. Why do you have to wait 6 hours Mamish? Because there, you have real Basar Ben Shinaim, that is not Sar Bitinuach. So the Chor's question is, why does Rambam say Dr. Basar you have to keep in your mouth? What about Vina? Lachor, even Vina, you should have to wait 6 hours from. If things that are caught between your mouth are a problem, l'chor, even Vina should be a problem. So l'chor, what do you see from this Rambam? Pashup shot in the Rambam, in the last halacha, the Rambam understands that it seems that the whole idea of Ben HaShinayim is only a problem for what, Rabosai? For Basar. That's what the Rambam says. If you have Basar, we're concerned about Ben HaShinayim. But if you have Vina first, I don't care if there's Vina between your teeth. Vina has no status. Therefore, since there's no status of Vina, there's no concern. Even if Vina is between your teeth, there's no need to wait 6 hours. Not like Maram, not like Rashi. There's no concern about Vina v'Aktaf Basar, because Vina is not going to be nidvat in your mouth. Right, so that means that's only Basar. Right, nothing else. So that means watermelon would not be considered watermelon in your mouth. Oranges not considered oranges. Right, it's only Basar. So only if it's only Basar, that's Pshat. The Rambam says it's only if you Basar Tzchila, that's a concern. But Vina Tzchila is not going to be a problem. And the other Yisod in the Rambam is that the Rambam understands that Vina to Of and Vina to Basar is a difference. L'chora, it seems the Rambam understands that we're only Vina, we're not sure if Vina. If Vina is really on your hands, of course you have to get rid of the Vina, you have to wash your hands. But the Rambam says if you're not sure if there's Vina on your hands or not, then it depends. If you're going to be involved in a potential issue there, right? So Vina and then Basar, one after the other, Basar Mamish, you have to wash your hands. There's our Machmir. But Vina, and then Of, since Matzim you don't need to be involved in the Rabbanon, there's no need to wash your hands. So we'll hear that there's two ideas in the Rambam. Number one is that Basar only has the status of Basar in your mouth, but Vina is not considered Vina if it's in your mouth. What does the Nitzio Sadaim from Vina to Basar? It depends. Nitzio Sadaim, Vina could be stuck in your hands, but it's a stuffy. So if you're going to be involved in potential Sadaim, Vina, then Chala, Vina, then real Basar, you have to wash your hands, just like our Machmir. But if Matzim you've been involved in the Rabbanon, Vina and then Of, there's no concern to wash your hands, just for that stuff, you can be metal. Vina Rakach Of, there's no reason to do Hadacha, Bichlal. I wish you a wonderful Shabbos. I look to the Chanukah, a Ferrochan Chanukah. We should be Zachar to the real Or of Torah, the Or of the Menorah. And I look forward to seeing everyone, Rez Hashem, on Monday evening. Right, so the Rambam says that's Shah, it's only Basar. It's a special Chiddush Akra of Basar and Shah. That's the template. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so they didn't have any. You're right.
But you were, you would use
okay, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
I'm like a punk.
So you were, which terminal do you drink?
So?
So
there's
they're only there, I know. It used to be, so it used to be Parate VE.
Right.
No, you know,
you
was only VE. Good. Shout out to you. Shout out to you.
I'm going to show it to you.
I was talking with Rashi.
Yeah. You hear what I'm saying? Yeah.
The thing is, it just seems like if you just flow it, it seems like the contrast that Rashi. I hear you being clear at the end here with the Rishon, but if you just read the Rashi, the flow is that the contrast is that it, this is that the Balser is Nidzak as opposed to the first part, the Oak is not Nidzak.
What? So, let's read it. Let's read it. There, one or the other, if the Tar Behemoth is involved, whether it's first or second, we don't know.
Right.
Then Boy, Kinoa, Lutaman, Boyin is a statement of Rishon,
As opposed to, oh!
Well, it's Konami, so.
Meaning, this is going to be in Nizak, oh, if it's not.
No, we don't know. Or it could be that this is also the Nizak, we don't care.
That just seems what he's saying.
Oh, but that's what the Ramban says. That's what the Ramban says.